This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And for the first time ever, this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. I mean, this is so new, I don't even have a spot for it. But I do have, let me tell you about Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. AR Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. I will get that right. That's just how new they are. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. For those of you looking to build your own rifle, they have everything there you could possibly want. I'll be hanging out with them in Vegas. Let's talk about Vegas. This time next week, I'll be in Las Vegas. And I'll be there for a week. And then I'll be back. And I'll let you know what I found out there. But we're going to go out there and we're going to have some fun. We're going to go out there and create some content for you. Video content, of course. Let's do this. Maybe some people that want to get involved in this would help me out with this. There are three radio shows in the United States today. They're in multi-market. And only one has been doing it the entire time, 5 days a week. And that is Lock and Load. The other two are my friend Mark Walter's show, Armed American Radio, which is a mammoth weekend show, and a one-hour daily show with Salem Broadcasting. And the other is the granddaddy of us all, Tom Gresham from Gun Talk. Tom Gresham will be there on Radio Row. Mark Walters will be there on Radio Row. I will not be there on Radio Row. So I won't be there this year. I actually got a media badge, but I won't be there as on Radio Row. So my goal eventually is to actually do the show live from the floor of SHOT Show. Now, on the other hand, I'm going to have to figure out how we're going to do this. And maybe what I need to do is work on getting that Las Vegas affiliate. And instead of doing it live from the SHOT Show floor, just go, you know, get a bunch of people to go with me to the radio station. We do it there. And let me tell you something else. Friday. I couldn't breathe Friday. I don't know if you've been following along, but sometimes I'll be talking, and then I get into where it sort of sounds like I'm inhaling sharply. And that's because I'm asthmatic, and that's because I live in a place with a lot of mold. And it's because I'm constantly in rehab over the heart attack. This is because of a lot of things. And I found out that I've probably had a very advanced bronchitis now for 3 weeks. And this is going to be the way things are, unfortunately. And I'm going to have these periods. Now, when I come back from Las Vegas, I'm on antibiotics right now. I just came off a steroid. And after I'm in Las Vegas for a week in that nice dry air, when I come back, I'm going to be gangbusters for 2 months. But we're building a house, and we're going to move into a house, and I can almost certainly tell you there will not be any mold in that house. And in the meantime, the very best I can do is show up here as often as I can, ready to go, and at the same time, beg your indulgence. I've got a lot of plans. I've got a lot of things I want to do with what is remaining of my life. And if my lineage is any indicator, I've got, 30 some odd years left with me. And I want to do it. And I want to be healthy to do it. And the not being healthy part is really beginning to wear on me because I've got a lot of things I need to do, a lot of work I need to do. But please, if you would, bear with me until I get moved out of this place. We are going to be building a brand new studio. It's going to sound better. I'm looking at a couple of pieces of equipment which will help it sound better. We're going to do some soundproofing in the room and everything else. And that's going to be sometime between now and the spring, I think, because the housing subdivision is just down the street. It's going up right now as we speak. I don't know when they're going to start on that one. So that's what I had to say about that. I got up Friday, walked into a store, and I couldn't talk. And I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk and I couldn't breathe. And I go to this one doctor, and they are phenomenal. And they start me on the right drug protocol, because it's all about drugs right now. And so I apologize for that. I don't like emailing my network. I don't like not showing up. I really don't. It bugs me to death. And so that's what I had to say about that. Now, we'll be going to, we're going to film with Taron Butler from Taron Tactical, the guy who trained John Wick. We're going to film with Nighthawk at the Nighthawk Custom AR-500 Armor Agency Arms, Haley Disruptive, Travis Haley's company. We're going to film with them Tuesday night. Taron, I think we're going to film with him Wednesday night. I get to hang out with all the guys from Ammo Land on Tuesday morning. And SHOT Show, if you've never been to SHOT Show, the thing about SHOT Show is this. You're in Las Vegas at SHOT Show, and most of your time is spent in SHOT Show. Because SHOT Show is gigantic. It's gigantic. Think about a shopping mall, and think about five of those stacked on each other, and you're beginning to get a picture of SHOT Show. It is literally impossible to see everybody and speak a paragraph to them. It's just that big. So I'll be hanging out with Aero Precision. And another new sponsor, DeSantis. DeSantis Holsters has come on board. Be hanging out with them. I'll be hanging out with Boyd's Gunstocks. Yeah, there's a new gun stock coming out. We'll be hanging out with them. AR-500 Armor is not going to have a booth, but I will be hanging out with them. So it'll be a good time, and there's going to be some friends of mine. Like a long time ago, if you've been with this show for a while, you remember a sponsor called BattleComp. And my point of contact at BattleComp was a fellow named John Stankiewicz, and I've never met him, and he's going. He's going to SHOT Show this time. So we're going to hang out a little bit, and that's what I'll be doing. And that will happen this time next week. So just be advised, if you would be so kind, and bear with me. And in the meantime, also bear with me on the health, because I have been trying to get over the heart attack. I passed the 12th of this month. 2 days ago was my 4th anniversary. This time 4 years ago, I was in critical care. And so I'm constantly trying to fight that. And we're going to be doing some very exciting things. I'm going to be meeting with Elevate while we're at SHOT Show as well. And I'm going to meet Ozzy, who's been on the show with me about Elevate. And we may put together a little training thing to go to take place at his school in Utah, if I can talk him and Elevate into doing that. So we'll see what we get out of that. But, yeah, we're going to start the push this year to be salty by 60. And I'm going to do it working out, riding a bike, Elevate, and I want you to come along with me. When we get back, we're going to talk about the problems they're having in Congress, because now they got the ball. They got the ball, and that's a big issue. But that's what they wanted. Let's see what they do, shall we? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Welcome to Arrow Precision and DeSantis. Hello, DeSantis Holsters. So, let's talk about the House. The House that Nancy has now. So, first of all, the majority is paper thin. Most of the new Democrat members who have given Pelosi this soft majority came from congressional districts created by Republican legislatures to elect Republican House members to Congress. Midterm elections almost always go against the party controlling the White House, so it was not historically like it normally goes. It was not the slam. What this means is that each of these new House members realizes that he or she will face a real problem with re-election in 2020, running as a freshman from a district gerrymandered to elect Republicans. That's a big problem. Only sensible, adroit, and thoughtful leadership can help these freshmen win re-election in 2020. And that is precisely what Nancy Pelosi cannot provide. She's the most leftist speaker of the House of American history, and her whole life has been spent in extremely leftist regions, Baltimore, New York, San Francisco, Washington, working almost exclusively in politics. And Pelosi is rich. She's very rich and has been rich so long that she doesn't know how to have empathy for working people. The even bigger problem for Nancy is that she has told America that she and the House Democrats now have the power for real change. And what that means is that she has taken responsibility for solving the nation's problems. In fact, Speaker Pelosi has almost no power at all. America, guided by leftists, has relegated Congress to a debating society. Laws, and I mean these rules and regulations with the force of law, are made by federal agencies, federal cabinet officials delegated by Congress with the power to implement regulations, and the president's executive orders and federal court decisions. So if Congress itself has been reduced to irrelevance, then the House of Representatives has lost even more power than the Senate, because the Senate still confirms presidential appointments, especially to the federal bench, and in theory, the Senate approves treaties proposed by the president. Treaties are, the problem with treaties is that they've been supplanted by agreements and orders by the president and foreign governments, so we don't really have treaties anymore. So back to Nancy and her narrow House majority. They can do nothing at all except fail to pass bills the president might sign into laws. And you know, statute making has largely become superfluous. She will have the nominal authority as one of the leaders of the federal government, but she will have almost nothing at all to do. And as new House Democrats see that they can deliver absolutely nothing to their constituents after Nancy has promised the nation that she's going to use the House majority to do great things, these new House members are going to be put in a very difficult position. And Trump can probably peel away enough of these new Democrat House members who came from congressional districts that he carried comfortably in 2018. A dozen or fewer would be more than enough to pass some reforms over the protests of Speaker Pelosi and make her look like a clueless windbag tied to the coastal elites and indifferent to real America. This would allow Trump to also play the bipartisan card. Even though Democrats were in the House of Representatives, I was able to bring together bipartisan majorities in both houses of Congress to get things done for the American people. Pelosi will be left a stammering, meaningless mismatch in parenting ancient leftist curses. She will have proven to America that politics and not policy guides her actions, and that the left coast elites with oodles of money are her real power base. And if they lose the House in 2020, a real possibility, then there will almost certainly be a leadership fight, not just for minority leader of the House, but for the other positions now held by the ancient leftists addicted to power who've never done a day's work in their lives. The fissures within the Democratic Party, which these days put only narrow-minded and decrepit old folks in leadership positions, may break wide open. And that would not be a bad thing. You know, the two political parties are both anachronisms today. And either abandoning political parties or reforming them along more rational lines would be good for America. And last thing Pelosi, you know, that's the last thing Pelosi wants, but she may provide to be the catalyst for a true political revolution in America. Which is another thing she doesn't want. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. What I was talking about, you know, one of the issues that the leftists are having to face now is item number one was they thought it would be President Hillary Clinton right now. So they thought that they would have and own the judiciary for some time to come. They had 8 years of Obama. They figured they'd get at least four, probably eight out of Hillary. So this would hammer in all the spikes they need to go in. All the nails into the coffin, they would be placing them. And that has proven not to be the case. What is the case? What is the case? And this is something we should all revel in. We had a revolution in 2016. We had a revolution in 2016. And that was in electorally. Now, you know, the Electoral College has never been a big issue when the Democrats are winning. It's a big issue when they lose. Because, you know, their coastal areas have most people. And most people in these coastal areas are leftists. I would love to live in a big city sometimes. And at the same time, I'm never going to give myself over to that. Never. Never, ever, ever going to give myself over to that. So their problem becomes they set everything up for it to be done by judges. Except Trump has changed that world. That world has been tipped on its side and it's on its back. And, you know, when we get back, we're going to talk about Apocalypse Ruth. We're going to talk about what's facing them now because Ruth Bader Ginsburg is fading. And we're going to talk about what that means for them because there's a few things in play right now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the wall being two of them. And these are monumental. They mean a lot to the country. They mean a lot to everybody here who wants to see minimal government and more liberty. That's the thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bail is set at $5 million for Jake Patterson, the man accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss in Wisconsin. Patterson made his first appearance in court today, and his attorneys didn't argue against that bail. Former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams does tell Fox News he was surprised Patterson's attorneys didn't ask for one thing.
Some kind of a psychological evaluation, because quite naturally, what they are probably going to use at some stage is the insanity defense.
President Trump was in New Orleans on Monday speaking at the Farm Bureau Federation Convention, the 100th annual. The president says he loves the farmers.
We are fighting for the American farmer, and we are fighting for the American dream, and for the products made and grown with pride right here in the USA.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Welcome to Lock and Load, gun builders. I don't have the mechanical aptitude to do that. I would love to do it, though. There are some opponents, ideologically, worthy of grudging respect. And Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a terrible legal thinker, a leftist with no real respect for liberty, and a confessed critic of the Constitution over its limitations upon the government's ability to impose her fans' pinko vision of salt-huggy tyranny upon the normal Americans. But I respect her. And to do otherwise would be a lie to ourselves that our opponents are hopeless and helpless. She's a tough old bird, surviving cancer and other perils, and yet she always comes back to torment us with her appalling jurisprudence. We should give her props for never quitting. She's like an energizer leftist jurist. Just keeps going and going and going. So, When I discuss the 85-year-old's likely imminent departure from the Supreme Court seat where she has frustrated those of us who dig freedom for so long, I'm not hoping for her to lose her latest fight. Leftists will lie to you and say that I am, and that conservatives in general are hoping for her demise, but they lie about everything, so why not this too? I yearn for her to retire, but I also wish for her to return to good health. I do. I mean, I'm in bad health right now. I've been fighting it for a long time. I know how frustrating that can be. And, you know, I don't think she's a bad person deserving of a horrible fate because we disagree. You know, far be it from me to gainsay Justice Scalia, who liked her. They were big buddies. I think she's misguided. I don't think she's evil. But I also think we all need to think about the coming fight when she leaves the court, because that brawl is coming regardless. I am of the contingent that looks at the odds, and I figure that her tenure is drawing to a close, and I could be wrong. So could the many connected and informed people who have passed on to other people that rumors that her condition is much worse than is being led on. Remember that an ailing Justice Rehnquist assured us in a statement that he intended on returning to the court soon, and seven weeks later he was being buried. Our hopes and prayers for her health aside, and many conservatives are offering them as they would, even as they would love for her to retire. I still have money on the fact that there's going to be a 2019 fight to replace her. And the notorious RBG fans are not going to react well to this one. That she has fans is weird. It's not her legal legacy, which is an undistinguished mishmash of leftist goo once you get past some decent work on women's rights a half a century ago. Her legendary status is partly that she's a leftist and partly because she's so tough. She's become a secular saint for the left, proving once again that when you reject religion, you have to fill up your spiritual void with something. We have people on the left offering their organs if that will keep her going. We are treated to fawning documentaries, scores of Ruth-themed knickknacks. I saw some T-shirts just the other day. Tributes by late-night TV dummies who think, you know, Sertoria was a famous Roman. And there's even a movie about her early years that's out now starring some hot actress in the title role, which I will avoid because I can't, you know, I don't want to deal with a sexy Ruth Bader Ginsburg. No. So this blind adoration combined with a realization that the Supreme Court will finally, after decades, be conservative by 6-3. Well, let's look at John Roberts. So make it 5.5 to 3.5. is why the next confirmation fight is going to be Kavanaugh squared. And they're going to go nuts. The problem is that this time we're going to be ready for them to go nuts. The Frito cons like Jeff Flake and Lisa Murkowski are going to be neutered by his rejection and her irrelevance following the elections of additional Republican senators. And the newly energized Lindsey Graham will be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And our newly minted conservative Avenger will regulate like a boss. And I'm thinking it's going to be Amy Coney Barrett. She's got a lot of assets that make her the likely pick, starting with the her part. For some people, gender and other irrelevancies matter. It's a stupid and prejudiced way to go, but there it is. Leftists don't get that we conservatives would be thrilled with a panel of 9 lesbian Muslims of color with limps who believe this First and Second Amendments mean what they say. They don't get that. So in any case, in this dumb world, replacing a person who identifies as female is going to be much easier if you replace her with someone who identifies as, I don't know, female. Judge Barrett has 7 kids, including some adopted ones. And you know how lonely coastal spinsters with "it's her turn" bumper stickers on the Priuses they used to drive to Trader Joe's to get off-brand clearance Chardonnay and cruelty-free cat food feel about breeders. And she's a Catholic, but she's not the kind of Catholic the left is like. She actually believes that Jesus stuff. And she's a huge favorite with conservatives because she's a legal genius. She clerked for Scalia. I don't need to say anything else about it. And the Dems are going to freak. They are going to flip out, and we should welcome it. I want to see the attacks on Judge Barrett for her outrageous fertility. Let's let them take a hard stand against motherhood. Please, please, please continue the assault on Catholics and other believing Christians. Do it on TV. Do it in front of the world. Show us what you really think of us, donkey senators. And maybe Dianne Fine Frankenstein can drop some new kooky letter at the last minute accusing her of some unverifiable impropriety back in 1982. Because I don't think America's going to fall for that again. They're not going to stand for another fiasco like that one. Soon to be Justice Barrett will not just make a great juror. She'll pave the way for Donald Trump's re-election by reminding us just what kind of people the Democrats are. And maybe, in time, she'll become the notorious ACB. But don't look for her to have her own t-shirt, whatever you do. This fight is going to be, it's going to be epic, but let me emphasize this, if I may be so bold. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I wish her no ill will. I want to see her recover. I'd like to see her live to be 120. We're going to have to come to grips with certain things about these people who reach this age, right? And we're going to have to ask ourselves some hard questions. There may be some things we may need to look at and change. But one thing that we definitely can afford to be is compassionate of our fellow human beings, even if we disagree with them ideologically. I put on the uniform so you could do that. Feel free. It's all right to have compassion. It is, you're just never going to be able to appease them. That's the problem. Compassion is one thing. Appeasement is quite another. So learn the difference between those two, could you? Yeah. I mean, hats off. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's gone through cancer 3 times. She's still working. She just isn't in the Supreme Court. She's remoting, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Last time on the firing line, I'm going to share little secret with you that's been going on with me for about a month now. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Yes. Check them out. I've been to their booth. They literally have every possible part you could want to build a gun. The trick here is going to be that I'm going to try to get them to build me a gun. We'll see what we get out of that one. Okay. If you want to look at an example of the boondoggle that is the leftist attempt to take your life over. You don't have to look at health care. You don't even have to look at gun control. Look at climate change. It has gone through many changes, old climate change. They first predicted impending climate disaster in the 70s, but they didn't call it global warming. Back then it was global cooling that would end life on Earth as we knew it. The smog of industrial pollutants was blocking out sunlight so severely, we were warned, that our planet would be enter a new ice age unless we acted quickly. Magazine covers featured pictures of a snowball Earth. So in the 80s, we cleaned up the air, the threatened ice age did not occur, and thousands of people with time on their hands and seeking purpose in life discovered that they could make a career out of disaster prophecy. But it was, you know, it's time for a new catastrophe, so global warming. Well, maybe not so new. Same villain, us and our machine, same victim, our delicate planet Gaia, same threat, the end of life as we know it. Only the predicted temperature had changed. Global warming appealed to the press's appetite for calamity and became an instant hit. The headlines wrote themselves. The poles will melt, the oceans will rise, lakes and rivers will dry up, farmlands will become deserts, millions will starve to death. This was big. Government was going to have to get in on this one. In the 90s, well, they upped their game a little bit. They switched their emphasis to climate change. This was a marketing move. Global warming could be credibly be blamed for warming. But climate change could be blamed for anything. It could be blamed for everything. If hurricanes increase 1 year, that's evidence of climate change. If they decrease the next year, well, that's climate change too. Droughts are caused by climate change, but so are exceptional rains. Warmer winters prove climate change, but so do colder winters. Claiming that frigid temperatures are caused by global warming would sound ridiculous, but they do it anyway. Climate change was disaster gold. It couldn't be disproved. That's why it's not a science. It's a pseudoscience, according to the great philosopher of science, Karl Popper, who pointed out that for any theory to be considered scientific, it must be falsifiable. There must be something within the theory itself that can be disproved. This may be technically true, but there's what was far more important was that climate change had already been proven by three decades of data, but the computer models of climate experts and, you know, by the overwhelming consensus of scientists. But these proofs aren't science either. Looking backward, climate change, the phenomenon, has been a constant feature of our planet. Always been one. Real climate science tells us that temperatures have been much colder and much hotter in the past. Canada was once a tropical blessed wonderland. For the past 10,000 years, we've been living in an interglacial period. These pleasant periods have tended to last for 10 to 15,000 years, so real climate science predicts that we can enjoy about 5,000 more years of temperate weather until the next ice age hits. The theory of climate change is entirely different. To claim that it has been proven is to entirely misunderstand how science works. No scientific theory is ever proven. Theories that appear to be accurate to accurately describe how nature works, like Darwin's theory of evolution or Einstein's relativity, are assigned the provisional status of not yet disproven, with the understanding that the discovery of a single contrary fact could throw a wrench into the works. Strictly speaking, climate change theory isn't really a scientific theory at all. It doesn't take into relevant account factors which arguably have a far more stronger effect upon climate than CO2, like the sun and the ocean currents and the greatest greenhouse gas of them all, water vapor. What climate change is a bunch of doomsday predictions. Now, predictions are a critical part of the scientific method. They are what enable a theory to be proven or disproven. If they prove false, they're also the best way to refute a theory. But, you know, climate change alarmists have made lots of predictions. Maybe too many. Because not one of their predictions whose expiration date has passed has proven correct. In 1988, Dr. James Hansen, asked by author Rob Rice how the greenhouse effect was likely to affect the neighborhood below Hansen's office in New York City in the next 20 years, Hansen implied the West Side Highway, which runs along the Hudson River, will be underwater. There will be tape across the windows across the street because of high winds, and the same birds won't be here. The trees in the median strip will change. There will be more police cars. You know what happens to crime when the heat goes up. September 19, 1989, from St. Louis Post-Dispatch. New York will probably be like Florida 15 years from now. By 1996, the Platte River of Nebraska would be dry, while a continent-wide black blizzard of prairie topsoil will stop traffic on interstate, strip paint from houses, and shut down computers. The Mexican police will round up illegal American migrants surging into Mexico seeking work as field hands. October 15, 1990, Carl Sagan. The planet could face an ecological and agricultural catastrophe by the next decade if global warming trends continue. 1990, actress Meryl Streep. I don't get it either. By the year 2000, that's less than 10 years away, Earth's climate will be warmer than it's been in over 100,000 years. If we don't do something, there'll be enormous calamities in a very short time. That one is really the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. That one quote. and I like her movies. July 26, 1999, the Birmingham Post scientists are warning that some of the Himalayan glaciers could vanish within 10 years because of global warming. A buildup of greenhouse gases is blamed for the meltdown, which could lead to drought and flooding in the region, affecting millions of people. April 1st, 2000, Der Spiegel, goodbye winter, never again snow. March 29, 2001, CNN. In 10 years' time, most of the low-lying atolls surrounding Tuvalu's nine islands in the South Pacific Ocean will be submerged underwater as global warming rises sea levels. October 20, 2009, Gordon Brown, UK Prime Minister. World leaders have 50 days to save the Earth from irreversible global warming. For us to sit here and suggest that the validity of climate change is debatable, we're being far too nice. But there's never been a debate about this. There's never been a discussion. Not for want of trying. Many skeptics have called for debates. Lots of them. Christopher Walter Monckton, 3rd Viscount Monckton of Brimsley, a hereditary peer, journalist, political advisor, mentor, and skeptic, has repeatedly challenged Al Gore. And Al Gore never replies to this. Although he did say this in May 31st, 2006 on the early show on CBS. The debate among the scientists is over. There's no more debate. We face a planetary emergency. There's no more scientific debate among serious people who've looked at the science. Well, I guess in some quarters, but there's still a debate over, well, whether the moon landing was staged in a movie lot in Arizona or whether the Earth is flat instead of round. This isn't a guy who understands science. Those are the tactics of a person who realizes he doesn't have a scientific leg to stand on. There must be another non-scientific reason for the climate change agenda, though. That reason may involve the billions and trillions of dollars that proponents have demanded for solving the problem. Could that be it? It's about the money? Oh, I don't know. What I do know is that climate change is a scam. Once again, let me welcome DeSantis Holsters and Aero Precision. There's some others coming on board very shortly. You'll be hearing about them soon. One I've coveted for a long time, but that maybe you'll hear about that tomorrow. But we'll be back tomorrow, 21 hours from now, and between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Always, always going to be about total control over every facet of your life. Every single one. This has been Lock and Load. Thank you, sir.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.